Now, Moldova's main pro-EU party has won the country's parliamentary election, securing about half of the vote. In the run-up to the vote, the police reported evidence of efforts by Russia to spread disinformation and buy votes, something Russia has denied. Moldova is located between Romania and Ukraine and includes the breakaway pro-Russian region of Transnistria. To look at the vote's significance, I'm joined by Donica O'Bakoin, who's Professor of Politics at the School of Law and Government at Dublin City University. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. Can we talk first of all about the level of interest there's been in this election across Europe? Why so much interest?
Well, it's simply because even though Moldova is a small country in terms of territory and population, it's less than half the size of Ireland. The geopolitical fault line that separates the EU from Russia runs through Moldova. And as you mentioned, there's a separatist region called Transnistria in Moldova, which Russia has used as a way of applying leverage on Moldova to stymie its efforts to gravitate closer to the EU. So even though it's a small country, it's a militarily non-aligned country, a neutral country, it's in a very dangerous neighborhood bordering Ukraine. And it's been hugely affected, of course, by Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Indeed, Maia Sandu's on record as saying that Moldova today is only independent and sovereign because of Ukraine. Had it not been for Ukraine's resistance to Russian aggression, Moldova was next.
So tell us then about what happened yesterday.
Well, it was the culmination of a very interesting campaign. There had been a recorded interference on a grand scale by Russia and its proxies, and this is recorded by the Moldovan Central Electoral Commission, the use of troll farms, the buying of votes, the use of proxies, and even training of dissidents, it's reported in Serbia, that could be used to stir up dissent. So, you know, Moldova being a small country, being a relatively poor country, you know, if you inject 100 million euro, which is the estimate to how much Russia was investing in the outcome of this election, that's, you know, more than 1% of the annual revenues of the Moldovan government. So it has the potential to sway a lot of people. But the fact that the electoral result was, as you say, overwhelmingly in favor of the incumbent Maia Sandu, her party getting a more than a 2-to-1 advantage over their opponents, seems to have, you know, consolidated Moldova's moves towards the EU, because Moldova has its ambition to join the EU in 2030. And now they've had four elections in a row, two presidential and two parliamentary and a referendum, all of which have confirmed this movement towards the European Union.
As you say, Moldova is a candidate for EU membership. How far away is it from joining the Union?
Well, they think they're 5 years away. That's perhaps optimistic, but it's not completely unrealistic. It is within the realms of possibility. It's much easier to digest being a small country than a country like Ukraine, which, of course, is still at war. It's agriculturally rich. It has great potential. It also has a huge diaspora, and that was also an important feature in this election, the diaspora, which, by the way, includes Ireland. 11,000 Moldovans in Ireland voted, and they voted overwhelmingly for that pro-EU government of Maia Sandu. So they certainly have, among the people, the Moldovans in Europe, a strong desire to join. Now this election results gives them stability for the next 5 years, and therefore it's a huge boost for the EU membership process. And from the perspective of Brussels, from their perspective, they have now a clear answer for Moldova, which will help them in helping Moldova to facilitate reform in the next couple of years.
How much pro-Russian feeling is there in Moldova? I mean, is it confined to Transnistria, or does it go further than that?
No, it goes further than that. There's also another area called Gagauzia, a small kind of Orthodox Turkic-speaking people, about the size of Waterford. I mean, Transnistria is only the size of Tipperary. We're talking about really small areas. But they, again, because Moldova is small and relatively poor, they can kind of be used, as I said, as leverage by the Kremlin against Moldova. The Russian speakers are not insignificant. And in the past, I mean, I lived in Moldova for a couple of years, and there was a more pro-Russian Russian president Igor Dodon at the helm. His party was running in this election. So I think in terms of what they achieved in this election, this kind of patriotic bloc, as they're called, which is a hammer and sickle as part of its symbol, they achieved a quarter of the electoral result with some help, as I said, from external interference. So it's not insignificant. There still is. It's no longer, though, the pendulum that used to go. There used to be kind of a pendulum between a more pro-EU and a more pro-Russia president and parliament. That, as I said, is no longer the case. Moldova now, for several elections in a row, has returned a pro-EU president and a pro-EU parliament.
We've been hearing about the EU response to the vote. Has there been any reaction from Russia?
Not so much, just to deny the allegations that have been levied against them. They see, of course, Moldova as similar to how they see Ukraine, as an artificial state. It used to be formerly part of the Russian Empire, so they would see it as naturally part of the Russian sphere of influence, and therefore they and certainly their proxies would in many respects deny the legitimacy of the current government, would say that their elections and their form of governance is not democratic and, of course, oppresses minorities, much as they do in Ukraine. That's to create, of course, a distrust in Moldova and towards Moldova and to undermine their credentials. But that's not something that's confined to Moldova. That's part of a larger Russian campaign to subvert democracies throughout Europe.
Professor Donika Obakoin of DCU, thank you for joining us on the line this afternoon.